This is Reverend Ovid Need with another lesson for today. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we pray that you would be with us now as we deal with some current events. Help us to see behind what is taking place with a Christian mind. And we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. This isn't really a Bible lesson. This is just a practical instruction. I guess you could call it more of a rant on my part. The title of this rant, message, short encouragement, is Perfect Timing. The amazingly perfectly timed pandemic, which I prefer to call a plannedemic, has been able to accomplish many of the long sought after goals of the New World Order. President Bush, I think it was the first one, was the first one to come out and openly declare the efforts of uniting the U.S. into the New World Order. He was not bashful about it, but I haven't heard any comments really since him about the New World Order. But we know that it is a goal, has been ever since Nimrod, a goal to unite the world against God. That desire has never died out of fallen man. The only relief from that desire is Christ. And he gives a desire to form a new world order. A new world order as instituted in the kingdom of God through faith in Christ. So we're looking, I want to just mention some things here about the perfect timing. It's astounding, the perfect timing of what has taken place with this pandemic. It has been and is being used to accomplish many of the long sought out goals. And I have seven of them listed here. And you'll probably think of several more as I go through these. First, they had to get rid of Trump. I disagree with Trump in many areas. He's a crass man, to say the least. He has learned to use Christianity or the right words to get people to follow him. He does have a very charismatic personality. And these are the kind of personalities that lead churches down the primrose path to destruction. I will give him credit, though, that he worked at getting oil production up, which brought down the price of gasoline. He worked at trying to close the borders to make to maintain our national sovereignty, which is now being given over to whatever nation can get the most population in here. As we know, Biden invited the Muslims to come, and he paid their way and settled them, and in an area that enough settlement that they could get some representatives into Congress. Trump didn't do that. He had a Christian leaning in his policies. So he was not what we wish he had been, but he was more of what we need. And too bad that they were able to get rid of him through a very corrupt election. They got rid of him. Number two, they're using the pandemic to establish the authority of unconstitutional, even in irrational fiat edicts of various gods who relish their sacred, their secular authority. They found themselves in a unique position of being able to exercise their personal desires on the population, and they have taken full advantage of it. It's sad this governor here in Ohio claims to be a Republican, but his policies have been far from many of the Republican governors around over the nation that we must admire. It has been used to produce an unwarranted fear in the American people and to convince them to follow the most foolish and useless laws in American history. Mask mandate. How stupid can it be? People pay no attention to it. I mean, they had to because it was forced on them. Fourth thing, the pandemic has been used to cause people to willingly accept any USDA unapproved experimental drug that has been proven to be very dangerous and even deadly. My daughter goes to a church down in Nashville. They're in Nashville, Tennessee. And several of the people in the church, the older people particularly, took the vaccine. And out of the small group, the majority of the group took the vaccine, both shots. And within just a few weeks, three of the ladies were diagnosed with breast cancer. She has another neighbor who does woodworking, and she took, he's in his 70s, just a young man. She took took a project over to him to have some woodworking done, and he told her that I think she asked about the vaccine. He said that he'd been, had both shots, and within just a few weeks after the shots, glaucoma set in to where you can hardly see, making seeing very difficult. Of course, it ruined his hobby or whatever it was of working with wood. That has been proven to be a side effect of the experimental drug, glaucoma, problem with the eyes. But this happened just a few weeks after he was fully vaccinated. What a sad term. The devastating effects of this experimental drug are just now starting to be made known, and it's being covered up by the news media. They don't want people to know what's taking place because they have to get everyone vaccinated. It's just totally astounding. Excuse me. Giving away millions of dollars just to convince people to be vaccinated. Why? Why? Ask yourself, why is there such a big push on being vaccinated, getting vaccinated, paying people to be vaccinated, giving them free tickets, everything imaginable, entering into million-dollar drawings? Why is there such a massive push on being taking part in this worldwide experiment? And that's what it is. It is an experiment. Has not been proved to be effective. In fact, just the opposite. In the meantime, they forbid the hexachloroquine, and the news is just now coming out of how Dr. Fauci cooked the books to show that to forbid the hexachloroquine, which chloroquine, I can't pronounce it, of how they have cooked the books there to prevent people from taking it. The question is why? Well, the obvious answer is money. Follow the money. Who is making the money off of the drugs, these patented experimental drugs? Who's making the money? Well, hexachloroquine has been in use for 65, 70 years, and has been proven to be effective, doesn't hurt anyone, and it's been maligned, has been maligned until just recently now. Now that the vast people are vaccinated, they're starting to make it known that the hexachloroquine is very effective, but yet they're still discouraging it, saying that it can't be used. Follow the money. The money is in this experimental drug, not in hexachloroquine, which is very inexpensive. Number five, this pandemic is being used to break down the resistance of formerly freedom-loving Americans to stand against unconstitutional law. People just aren't paying attention to what is being placed upon them. Six, persuade people to accept the issuance of travel papers, as were and as are common in Europe. A nation that is on war footing must know where every person is and what he or she is doing all the time. The powers that be are waging wars against any form of Christian sanity left in this population. This war is serious. And in the name of the better good, many innocent victims are being sacrificed to the all-knowing and all-powerful beast through this experimental drug that is being not yet forced on everyone, but social pressure and religious pressure is being used. God help us. It's hard to, I do too much research, I do too much looking for appropriate articles for our publication, and I read too much of this stuff, and it's hard to get it off my mind. I just pick and choose very few of the hundreds of articles that I come across on these things. So it's hard not to talk about it because it is being used so devastatingly against American Christianity, against America, to destroy our freedoms. Seventh, sadly, the planned demic has also revealed the religious leaders and churches that feared man more than God. There are so many more things here that one can list if he will just stop and think. And this has been the most surprising, I suppose, of churches, religious institutions that fear man and barred assembling in the name of the Lord. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, unless the state forbids it for whatever reason. So forsake not the assembling together of yourselves, unless the state forbids you to assemble. How wicked, how wicked, how wicked that Christians have fallen for that lie of the devil. The pandemic has brainwashed an unwieldy generation of formerly rational Americans into a brainless glob that will do whatever they are told, maybe from fear of a virus that was conquered years ago with the hexachloroquine, or from social pressure or religious pressure. The home of the brave has become the home of the fearful and the cowards, with seemingly very little exceptions. Walk through a parking lot and see the many people wearing a mask, even out in the open, which is totally without reason. Even on construction jobs, we see workers out in the open trying to wear a mask. In high school track events, participants are told to wear a mask. And not long ago in northern Ohio, north of us, there was an account of a young lady who ran in a high school race with a mask on because the school authority insisted that a mask must be worn even while running the race out through the fields or wherever it was they ran an outdoor race there. They had to wear a mask. When the young lady reached the end, she collapsed for lack of oxygen. We attended a group of our grandson, we attended a couple of our grandson's soccer games, and the coaches were wearing a mask. Outdoor sporting events with many thousands of attendants. Fear is used to cause the attendees to submit to the most foolish, senseless, and useless requirement in history. Wear a mask. Now, I can go for wearing a mask because it will hide who you are. And I put a cartoon in this Examiner of the old-time bandits wore masks to rob people. The new modern bandit robs people who are wearing the mask. And, of course, a bank was in the background of the cartoon, of the illustration. The beast freely uses fear. The wicked know that fear and guilt can accomplish great things that people who are in the normal state of mind will not tolerate, and they would rebel against it. But fear has turned the majority of Americans into fearful creatures. It's sad. We go in, we shop at a store called Jungle Gems over in Eastgate. It has a lot of people coming in, and we see people, almost everyone wears a mask in there. It's just crazy. They wear it in the parking lot. It's just beyond my Christian. I can't wrap my Christian mind around the fear that is being exhibited by these foolish laws. God help us to get some kind of a grasp on what's taking place to our beloved nation and our boldness that should be evident in everything we do. Father, we thank you for your word, your promises, and we thank you, Father, that the Christian mind should be right side up in seeing these things for what they are, how fear is being used to destroy any kind of Christian liberty that we've had in the past. God, open our eyes and our understanding and give us the boldness we need to represent Christ in every way possible. In whose name we pray. Amen. See us on YouTube and YouTube and on Sermon Audio where these notes are posted. Good day now.